You are listening to CKMS News on 102.7 FM, Radio Waterloo. I'm Dan Keller, and this show first aired February 27th, 2025. Municipalities across the region have launched an updated EngageWR webpage that they say will provide an even more accessible way for residents to provide feedback and engage with local government undertakings. The press release about the update says the platform will, quote, enhance communications and participation between local governments and residents, while demonstrating their commitment to inclusion and transparency, unquote. Currently, there are hundreds of undertakings listed on EngageWR across 10 categories in the 7 municipalities. The webpage address remains engagewr.ca, and existing users will be able to log in with their current accounts, but residents can expect small changes on the website along with an increase in personalization and notification options, and even more interactive feedback tools. One big addition is that for the first time, residents will be able to comment on projects and initiatives from Wellesley Township alongside those from Cambridge, Kitchener, Waterloo, Wilmot, Woolwich, and the regional government. This show features an interview with Deb Berge, the Manager of Community Engagement with the Region of Waterloo. Berge speaks about the improvements to the online engagement platform. Here is the interview.
My name is Deb Berge. I'm the Manager of Community Engagement here at the Region of Waterloo.
So there's been some updates on the EngageWR page. Could you tell us about some of the updates that have been made?
So we launched last week to a new platform. This is a collaborative platform with the 3 cities and 3 of the townships. And so looking at sort of new functionality on our site and some of the changes I think that are really exciting for residents and users is there's a lot more ability to kind of customize what it is that they would like to hear about. So if you create an account, you can actually subscribe to different categories. And if ever a project is created that fits that category, like transit or road construction or any parks and recreation, you would automatically be notified every time a new project is launched. Also, the ability to subscribe based on locations of interest, so which municipality you'd like to hear more about. So I think there's a lot more sort of personalization and customization. Having said that, we do always allow anonymous participation, so people do not have to have an account to actually participate on our site and give their input.
People won't be limited to the topics if they do create a profile.
If you create an account from time to time, we will send out newsletters that let you know about new projects, even if you haven't subscribed to that specific category. And the site's always there for folks. There's a good search engine where you can go on and kind of just see what's happening and what's open. Each municipality has a landing page where they're profiling what their open projects are. So some projects will be longer term ongoing with information, and then there's periods where they're open for actively looking for input, and then other periods where there's information and updates and they're kind of in between engagement.
What brought about these updates? Like, what was the existing page deemed ineffective?
We've been on that platform for about 6 years, and as you know, in the life cycle of software, kind of things evolve a fair bit in that time frame. Also from a procurement point of view, we are required to go back out to RFP for software every now and then based on the different procurement guidelines of the municipalities involved. So really we just wanted to go out, see what was out there in the world and sort of software and kind of see if there were new enhancements for us. And this is when we landed on, through an RFP process, we landed on this platform and seeing a lot of extra advantages, we think, for both residents and for the way we work with the platform as staff.
It did just launch. Has it been going along as planned?
Yeah, there's always, you know, a few little tweaks here and there that you have to figure out. I think one thing I would say is we're all kind of going through a learning curve of adjusting to the new platform. There's some pretty amazing new functionality we're really looking to explore. So probably what you see on the page today is a great teaser of what's to come, but we're kind of excited about exploring the platform even more. So what you see today is kind of the starting point, but there's a lot of new and interesting ways we can collect feedback and provide information and hopefully more user-friendly and engaging ways. So I think there's a lot more growth and opportunity with the site from what we have today even.
some of these changes will better serve the region's inhabitants that maybe didn't have access or had somewhat limited access to the previous page.
One of the reasons we went down the path of having an online platform many years ago was that not everybody can make it to a set time at a public meeting. We know that there are transportation and childcare and all kinds of barriers to getting to those events. So having an online platform as an additional way is a great way to kind of let people 24/7 access whenever they want and give input. But we are also using the platform, hopefully looking to use it as a way to also talk about in-person opportunities. So we know that not everything needs to be online. All of us are kind of committed to engaging in many, many ways, but we're hoping that this platform will be a place to also go and sort of find out about all of those opportunities, not just kind of the online opportunities.
That was Deb Berge, the Manager of Community Engagement with the Region of Waterloo. Visit engagewr.ca to check out all the page updates and to provide feedback on projects and government initiatives. This is Dan Keller for CKMS News on 102.7 FM Radio Waterloo. Thank you for tuning in. This program is part of the Local Journalism Initiative and is funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada, Heritage Canada, and the CKMS Newsroom. Check out the archived versions of this program on radiowaterloo.ca/news and listen to all the LJI content at frequencynews.ca. If you want to get in touch with comments or ideas about stories to cover, email us at news@radiowaterloo.ca.